This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A recent op-ed by Alan Mashburn reminds us that societies that surrender moral foundation historically self-destruct. This is not a new idea. Decades ago, I did a week of radio programs on the decline of a nation. A decade later, I did another week on when nations die because of a book that was published with that title. And more recently, I even did a week of programs based on a book that compared America to Rome. The reason for Mashburn's article were several events that took place during Pride Month. He says he never envisioned a day when transvestites would lecture us on human biology or sterilizers would pose as human professionals advocating for human rights. It seems that our nation has descended into a state of utter madness where people can now claim pregnancy and the number of genders rival the alphabet. You know, those issues are just a few of the many concerns which point to the well-documented decline and fall of other civilizations. Greece tolerated and even celebrated immoral behavior, and the decline of the Roman Empire can be attributed to the abandonment of strong family bonds and moral values in favor of weakness and laxity. He observes the similarity between Rome and America is alarming. Of course, the pattern we recognize in Greece and Rome can be seen in other civilizations in the past. That would include the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and even the nation of Israel. In Isaiah 5, we read that God pronounced judgment on Israel. He said, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." The only way to reverse this downward moral spiral is for a spiritual revival and spiritual repentance in this country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.